Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind at 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the bulletin board system. We have got over 24,000 posts for you to surf around through. We've got over 650 people using the Free Talk Live BBS. All you have to do to get involved is go and check it out. In fact, we've made it so you can now read through it without even having to register for an account or log in. So it's even more user-friendly at freetalklive.com.
Do you want freedom? Do you want it in your lifetime? You need to get to New Hampshire and join the Free State Project. What we're doing is we're getting together 20,000 people because we want liberty in our lifetimes. And the Free State Project's where you get it. If you want more information about the Free State Project, give them a call, 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, if you want liberty in your lifetime, look up the Free State Project.
Freestateproject.org, and again...
I think that's the only chance we've got to return to anything as a semblance of a constitutional government.
It's the only thing even close to being realistic as far as...
It's my personal opinion. I just don't see any other option. Writing your congressman? Futile. Because it's asking a person to give up their power.
And actually what we've been talking about so far tonight on the show has been voting. And whether or not it should be done, and if so, how should it be done? And I think that one of the problems with voting right now is we're all so spread thin. People that think like we do, that want more freedom, that recognize that liberty and freedom are important. If we all move to the same place, then voting really will be worth something.
And again, the reason why we're spread thin, and you know, to disagree with, you know, Stephen was disagreeing with me, but the reason why we're spread thin is because we have campaigns by people like these idiot celebrities and, you know, morons on MTV going, "Woo, rock the vote, woo! Drink beer and vote for whoever, man. Let's vote for he's a celebrity. We'll vote him in the office. We don't care. We don't know what he's about. We don't know about his politics, right. But let's vote him in. He was in Terminator."
Yeah.
It's morons. Morons are out there in droves voting, and we need to tell them to stop.
Yeah, just stay home. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to John in Florida. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello. Hello, John.
I'm here. Okay.
Hey, we got you, man.
Okay, all right. The thing I have to say about the voting is we need to get away from the touchscreen voting because that's been proven fraudulent.
Yeah.
It really has. And we need to go back to the old style where you have Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, everybody's watching and they're hand-counted ballots. That's what we need to go back to because it's already been proven, especially by Alex Jones, Infowars.com.
There is another system that was that has been talked about that you would get a receipt that has a randomly generated number or some sort of a number on it that wouldn't have any personally identifiable information, but that you could go and actually look up your voting result and make sure that your ballot is correct.
Yeah, we need a paper receipt because I don't believe any of this now, and that's the problem. And I don't think we should get away from voting. Everybody needs a vote.
Everybody doesn't need to vote. Everybody is ignorant for the most part.
Well, I think everybody should just to repeat this. Everybody should have the opportunity and the right to vote. But everybody, if you understand how important it is to vote, keep it to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're a drooling mouth-breathing...
Tell your kids, tell people who you care about, tell everyone else to stay home.
If you're a drooling mouth-breather, then there's no need for you to leave your house or to go away from your job for a little while to come vote. Just keep it your little daily grind.
Can I say something?
Yes, sir.
The best thing for people to do is turn their TVs off because that's...
Yes, that's right. And listen to Free Talk Live at freetalklive.com.
Let them talk. And get it educated.
Anyway, I actually don't even have cable service. I have a television, but I only use it for DVDs. So is that okay with you, John?
Oh, I mean, that's fine.
Okay, good.
But people need to get away from the TV and turn the TV off and get educated and listen
to
more than
the
internet.
Thanks for the info, man. Thanks for the call. Good one. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Robert in Salt Lake City, Utah. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello, Robert.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I'm with you. I don't even have cable myself.
Good man.
I have rabbit ears on top of my 54-inch big screen.
I don't even have that.
I'm the only one in here who is like, TiVo, cable, hook me up.
Yes.
But then again, I also listen to so much internet radio, it's ridiculous.
Well, see, that's the thing. A lot of us guys have turned off cable. We went straight to the internet.
Mm. Yep.
And we've educated ourselves much better than we ever could on TV.
Well, it won't be very, very long in the future, maybe 5 years before all your TV is going to come through the internet anyway.
Yeah. Probably.
That's true.
I can't wait.
Verizon Fios, baby.
Well, oh, Verizon's already talking about getting in into television.
Morgan Freeman is apparently behind some sort of service to start releasing movies directly to your home theater system via your computer, and I can't wait because that's the start.
You
predicted
that, actually,
John. Yeah, once you can select anything you want and get it for yourself and just beam it to yourself through the internet,
and you don't have to go to those awful theaters.
Robert, yeah. you make a great point. I think that the fact that we have this new information age, and it's still in its infancy, really. I mean, it's only been an information age for 10 years.
Yeah. I just, I had a thought strike me the other day about how long ago it was. You know, when you think about it, less than 300 years ago, we didn't have electricity regularly everywhere. I mean, that's like...
300?
Yeah.
Electricity?
Yeah.
You guys were talking about 100. The boat earlier.
Yes, sir.
And I wanted to say something about the 14th Amendment, which has put us in this voting situation that we're in today.
Tell me about it.
The 14th Amendment was passed as part of the post-Reconstruction era's efforts to destroy state rights and to give equality to everyone.
Right.
If you ever read Thomas Nast and look at the pictures he wrote and drew back then, it would give you an idea of what's going on. I don't agree with the 14th Amendment. I do agree with the people's ability to vote. However, I don't think it should be cheapened to the point where you just give it away freely like it's worthless.
What do you think it should take to become a voter?
I think voting is a dignity and an honor that a free people produce of themselves. Groups of thinking people go out and vote because that's where the issues are decided. I think the number one problem today we have is that our votes are being sucked into the Republican and Democratic political machines is what they are, and they're being dissipated into whatever those policies are. And the problem is that increasingly Democratic and Republican politics are just reflections of the same mirror.
Yeah.
Their world is what they want to give you. Our votes really don't even decide the directions our country go in, because the pool of electoral candidates are all pretty much from the same groups of men and women, and they don't do anything except what they want to promote upon the world.
Right.
And I think the government school system is making our kids' brains into mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I agree. We're not being prepared to be thinking independent citizens who go out and have a vote because we have an issue we believe in. It's a part of the machine. It's part of the social structure of the way they've built this world.
What are we going to do about it, Robert?
The biggest thing we can do is to have an additional party or parties that will address the philosophical issues that we are facing as a culture.
Unfortunately, the Republicans and Democrats do their best to lock those extra parties out. I mean, those parties, the Libertarian Party has been there for 30 years.
Yeah. Well, Robert, we've been doing this since 1971, and so far, I mean, I hate to say it, but it's not working.
Yeah.
The only way we can make it happen, Free State Project.
Like when Michael Badnarik and David Cobb showed up at the most recent debates, they were taken away in handcuffs.
Well, see, that's the kind of nonsense that goes on once you have a political machine in the establishment. Same thing happened at Tammany Hall in New York. That was a political machine that was totally corrupt. It sucked the state dry. That mentality is what you have in there when you get this big, huge political machine that don't ever change. You just want to suck up all the power.
It's our party. You stay away. That's the mentality.
The key, what we're looking for is we have our own ideas. One of the biggest issues coming up here is peak oil. Okay. We have to gather ourselves. Our generation has to think. Now, let's see here. Peak oil means that oil is running out for us. Our economy, which is based upon petroleum, based upon the consumption of oil and gasoline and other products to make our country and lives go, are we willing to go and invade other countries? Are we willing to go kill, rob, steal, manipulate the world to get the stuff that we need for our greedy, selfish lifestyle?
We shouldn't be, because it's not because of our selfish, greedy lifestyle that we have this situation. It's because of our government. And, Robert, are you a member of the Free State Project?
You mention it a lot, and every time I hear it, I get closer and closer to saying, you know what, it's time to move to the East Coast.
There you go. Free State Project.
I'm a West Coaster. That's a big move for me.
I know. We're in Florida, too. It's a big move for us. But, hey, it's liberty. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. Considering our forefathers died for it, I think we can move for it. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Hey there! 800-259-9231.
Hello, everybody!
Hello!
Coming up and coming at you.
We're here until 7 o'clock Eastern Time. And anything goes. Political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind, dial in 800-259-9231. Join us online as well at freetalklive.com, where you're going to find the archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described, right there on the front page of the website. There's no membership area. You just go and get them at freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
So we've been talking about voting so far tonight, and what kicked all this off was an article from voluntarius.com, and I just was exploring a new idea today, and I wanted to put it in front of you guys so you could tear it to shreds.
And you made me very angry.
Why are you getting angry? It's just an idea, Manwich.
The thing is I'm angry. I'm angry at Mark Stevens, the author of a fantastic book that I read, I'm reading currently, Adventures in Legal Land, that you can see at adventuresinlegalland.com.
Okay.
I'm angry at him for coming on the show on Saturday, and I like him for a bunch of other reasons, but this particular reason, he said, "I don't vote."
Right.
And, you know, then he talked about the libertarians that he likes and, you know, people in the liberty movement. You know, and I wonder, and the question I've got for you, if you consider doing this, and him and every other voluntarist out there, is wouldn't you rather see a quote-unquote constitutional government in place or one with a much smaller government? I mean, the likelihood of you getting this voluntarism, you know, all of us living in caves and trading little trinkets with each other
you're
on
being,
a voluntary
you're being
basis.
Very silly.
I'm not being very.
You
silly.
Are being
well,
very
I'm,
silly.
I'll tell you what. You know what's silly? Thinking that there's going to be no government. Now let's
actually
minimize it. Go ahead.
I have a point on that. You know, you talk about people living in little caves and trading with one another, but in a certain way, we kind of are heading towards that. Less and less people are having to go to work to actually do their jobs. People more and more are working from home.
It's true.
I mean, we kind of are heading towards
an
individualized, the new cave society.
Yes, but
the modern cave.
I'll tell you, the modern cave is run by Home Depot, man. That is.
Well, also the problem with our current society is the way people are moving towards their modern cave is that at any time the government come and take your cave from you or send in a SWAT team to kill you in your sleep.
That much is true.
Yeah, I wouldn't want them to squat on me either. All right.
Did I say squat? Squat team!
Whole bunches of them in black just sitting around.
Just don't sit on me. All right, so I just want to get through the rest of this because I do think it's interesting, and it is an idea I think worth exploring. All right, so they're talking about voluntarists and why they don't vote, and I think you can still be a voluntarist and vote, but maybe I'm wrong. Anyway. They're saying that, in other words, millions of non-voters are implicitly stating that voting is a meaningless and unimportant activity, so far as it applies to them, their loved ones, and their own lives. This choice is exercised by millions of Americans because they understand that elections are nothing more than tugs of war between Tweedledum Democrats and Tweedledee Republicans. And I agree with you guys that he's reading way too far in to what the average American thinks. I mean, the average American is not thinking like the person who wrote this article. I just think they're just lazy. Both parties seek the mantle of power to impose their agendas on society. Politicians of every political party want to continue the flow of tax money into the treasury and to pass laws allowing the government to increasingly invade the social spheres of daily life. As a social commentator, one-time political candidate and author Gore Vidal once noted that there is really only one political party in this country and it has two incestuously related branches. Now, obviously, they're not touching on the Libertarian Party in this article at all. But there are other ones that do specifically address that.
One would say that, especially on a national basis, there really hasn't been any effect by third parties. And I have to, I mean, I can kind of see that. The third parties are relatively ineffectual.
And that's another point
that
makes
sense. That's why I joined the Free State Project.
Right.
I mean, my only answer for all this stuff, the only thing I can see, the only hope we have, the only light at the end of the tunnel.
Without the Free State Project, voting really is kind of futile.
It is for me.
The other thing is that, you know, I can see why he wouldn't take the Libertarian Party into account into that particular analogy, because if he's talking about the Republicans and Democrats being, you know, two incestuously related parties, then the Libertarian Party, according to that analogy, would be like a third cousin twice removed who also happens to be a redheaded stepchild. I mean, it's not very, you know, we're not very closely related into the system right now.
No, that's true. Whether based on intuition or practical understanding, non-voters realize they have only a subservient role in the political structure described by Vidal. Without money, position, or connections, they're disenfranchised from having any meaningful say-so in the government's impact on their lives. Yet in spite of this handicap, choosing not to vote can have a dramatic and positive effect on society. This is because a government's survival is dependent on having a sufficient number of people granted the appearance of legitimacy to act in illicit obedience.
That's a big lie, folks, and here it is. We've waited all show for the big lie. That's stupid. Now, the
Wrong.
Fact is, yeah, I mean, our local municipal governments survive on hundreds of votes.
Right.
Hundreds of them. I mean, really, here in the town we live in, 600 people voted in the runoff election that we just had between the two candidates that that's how many people voted. 620 something people voted.
Amazing.
In a count
of big area.
Tens of thousands of people.
Right.
And that's the city. If you don't think that your vote counts, especially in your local elections, you're crazy.
I think I'm definitely on your side on this one, Manwich. I mean, that's a great point. And when you've got a turnout like that,
if you were hearing me say you, I was saying you in a more broad sense,
right,
rather than
the people who I know. I understand, and I'm just telling you that I'm on your side still. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think that you're right. The people, especially the people that aren't voting. I mean, yeah, the voluntarists are going to say, yeah, look, there's a 5% turnout. That shows the government's illegitimate. But everybody who's sitting at home watching Britney Spears on TV isn't thinking that.
Yeah.
You know, they're just going along with the flow, and whatever they say goes.
You know, they're right. The voluntarists are right. The government is illegitimate.
Right.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Does that take the bullets away from the out of the guns of the cops? Because it doesn't. Does that stop the bureaucrats from going to work tomorrow? Because it doesn't. Does that make the trash men pick up my freaking trash that they don't want to pick up because it has, a tack strip in it or some dry? It had some drywall on top,
right,
and some insulation. They said, this is building materials. We're not taking anything. They left my trash in the trash can.
Right.
Does that make them do their job? It does not. I'll tell you what futility is. This stupid voluntarist movement.
There is one valuable part here. Let me get to it. Whether it's an explicit intention or implicit result, the decision to not vote is a way of decreasing governmental legitimacy. As Vladimir Bukovsky, the Russian dissident, put it, quote, power rests on nothing than other people's consent to submit, and each person who refuses to submit to tyranny reduces it by 1/250,000,000th, whereas each who compromises with it only increases it. Now, that's actually a paraphrase of what you said earlier, John.
Yeah, absolutely, but that has nothing to do with not voting.
No, I agree with that completely. Finally, there reaches a point at which government no longer has enough consensus to act under any authority other than the exercise of raw,
you know,
naked power.
I said this on a break, and I'll say it on the air. You know, the only reason why one would have to not vote would be is if you had plans to, or if you were already involved in taking up arms and starting an armed revolt,
right,
because then it doesn't matter who gets elected because your intent is to kill them anyway.
Well,
I mean, that's the only... Yeah, I mean, let's hope that doesn't happen, but, you know, that would be the only way that someone, you know, where your vote wouldn't matter, you know? Otherwise, vote. It's important, you know?
But only if you know what you're doing. And I got to say that as a voter, I will only vote in races where there's a principled libertarian running.
Yep.
If it's a Republican versus a Democrat, whatever. Doesn't matter to me, so I will not vote in those races.
Well, we need to put a libertarian candidate in every election we can.
This is your show, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves.
And I'll take an unprincipled libertarian, too, thanks.
Okay, toll free, 800-259-9231. I don't think unprincipled libertarian should be running for office. More coming up, Free Talk Live.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacral Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. Sacrowedgie.com. Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control and bring up whatever you want. Political issue, personal problem, you got an agenda, you got a rant you want to get off your chest? 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph, and we've therefore put them up on our website, because we love our lady listeners here on Free Talk Live, and we want to show you off. And it's not a beauty contest, so ladies, go check it out. FreeTalkLive.com, and I know you guys are already checking it out. FreeTalkLive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. We've been talking about voting pretty much the entire show. People have varied opinions on it. Some people think everybody should vote. Some people think that people should be forced to vote. I think that's very anti-libertarian, personally. And some people think...
He didn't claim to be a libertarian.
Actually, yeah, I think he did.
Did he?
Okay. That guy. Some people think that only certain property owners should be able to vote. Some people think that only men should be able to vote. I mean, it's just been all over the map tonight. So, your comments at 800-259-9231. And actually, which kind of touched on a libertarian-esque issue a moment ago, sort of within the party. So if you're from the outside, this will be an interesting little look into what goes on. There's a debate going on right now, actually, on the Free State Project message board about a situation in Costa Rica. What's happening in Costa Rica, and I've actually been watching Costa Rica for a number of years. They've had sort of this burgeoning libertarian movement. They have the Assemblea, as they call it there, which is their equivalent of our Congress. Mm-hmm. And they've elected, I think, a total of 5 or 6 libertarians to the Assemblea.
Wow.
Which is tremendous.
A lot better than us.
Yeah, they are doing far better than the United States. And so that's why I've been keeping an eye on them. Well, recently, the guy who has been sending out their English updates, because they got their Spanish updates and then they've got the English updates, and he has actually resigned from that position. Huh. And the reason he resigned is because he considers himself a principled libertarian.
Okay.
A big L libertarian. Someone more like me, as opposed to like Manwich, who is a small L libertarian. And he made the point that the reason why he was resigning was because the party was accepting people who were not fully libertarian for their candidates, for their the people to vote for. And he made the point that, well, the reason why this party had been making momentum, had been making waves, is because the voters could count on them to be consistent. The voters could count on them to be pro-liberty, pro-freedom, every issue, every time, no exceptions. And then, of course, once the people that were in the office got the taste of the power, they started saying, well, it's okay if we just let this partial libertarian run for office. She's still 70% libertarian. Now, the question is, should a partial libertarian be allowed to run as a libertarian candidate? And I don't think that they should.
Mm.
And it brings it back to Michael Clatt's point on small government one exception. If you are not willing to sign a statement that says small government, every issue, every time, no exceptions, I have a real tough time. I mean, I'll probably vote for you if you're still semi-libertarian, but I don't think you should be running in the first place.
Well, it's small government versus no government, and that's what I find from the big L libertarians is...
That's not true. No big L libertarian running for office has ever advocated no government. Ever.
The other problem is that the only reason why libertarians are any different from Republicans is because libertarians supposedly have a little bit more street cred than Republicans now, because Republicans have messed up their cred, man. Right. Supposedly, Republicans are all about small government, but that's everyone knows that's nonsense.
We haven't had any chance to get any
credit. Yes, we have. There are over 600 office holders. Yes, most of them are the mosquito control department and that sort of thing.
Dog catcher!
Soil and water department. But there have been some that have been elected to city councils, and they have repealed government. So when you look at the track records of libertarians in office, you see that they, for the most part, live up to their promises. But if you've got somebody coming into office, I mean, who claims to be a libertarian, but in reality supports quotas for women and that sort of thing, you know, affirmative action or the war on drugs, I mean, would you be able to vote for a libertarian that supported those things?
You know what? I'll take a half a libertarian over, you know, a full-fledged Republican.
What makes it different from a liberty-oriented Republican?
You know what? A liberty-oriented Republican is fine with me in a lot of cases.
Run as a Republican, then. If that's what your deal is.
The fact is, you've got
exceptions.
A bunch of liars? The ones that have told me that they were for small government and aren't?
Right.
I want small government.
That's the same thing, dude.
I want small government.
Small government plus one exception equals big government. If you have a bunch of libertarians running for office that are really passionate about the war, you know, keeping the war on drugs going.
Here's the problem. If you want small government. Yeah, that's why a lot of people voted Republican. The problem is that as soon as the party in general doesn't stick to its guns and doesn't not allow principled people in, then we become no different.
Discredited.
Different than the Republicans, and it's just another evil, awful political party that's doing the same thing. And that means that being libertarian doesn't stand for small government anymore.
Just like a Republican
doesn't stand for small government.
Then we're Republican light at that point. Let's go to the phone and talk to John in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello, John in Michigan.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
I think Democrats and Republicans shouldn't be allowed to be so similar.
They are strikingly similar.
I'm with you.
The libertarians, you know, if you can spread the word that the Republicans and Democrats shouldn't be able to make mean laws, you know, just plain mean laws, you know, that don't make any sense, that'd be cool.
Wait, you want us to spread the word that they shouldn't be able to make mean laws?
We're trying to do that through the Read the Bills Act.
They just make mean laws. It's just, that's what they
do.
Have you heard of Downsize DC?
Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of these shows.
Excellent. Have you heard about the Read the Bills Act?
Yes, I have.
I think we're doing exactly that, is we're going to spread the word and allow people to review these laws, these mean laws.
Yeah.
I thought you were required to read something before you vote on it anyway.
No, I just assumed that
you had to.
Certainly, the laws of reason would say that, but not our laws, actually.
No doubt about it.
Well, anyways, in the olden days, it used to be that if you were an inhabitant, if you lived in your state, you could vote.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that landowners, you know, tried to get more power. But I think that some of the early governments in this country made it so that 50% of the people plus, it took that, you know, to pass laws in a lot of the states.
You mean if 50% of the people, you mean 50% of the people or 50% of the registered voters?
50% of the registered voters had to vote to pass any law that they supposedly, you know, brought up into the government.
The real tragedy has to be the loss of jury nullification. Are you familiar with that, John?
That's
the real key. I mean, as far as getting the citizens, getting the people to veto bad laws, let them pass them. But when they actually bring somebody up to trial, if people don't agree with it, they have the ability, and we still have this ability. The judge just won't tell you.
Well, it's
as
really
a juror,
hard.
You can say not guilty because you disagree with the law.
It's really hard to, though, because if you're going into court, sometimes you don't even know what law you're being charged under anyway.
Yeah, that's true. It's a mess. It absolutely is. John, great call. Thanks for it, man. 800-259-9231, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. So I think that if you're going to have a libertarian on the ballot, that person should be a principled libertarian. And that doesn't mean running on, I want to abolish the government roads. No. That's a nutcase if you're running on that issue. You need to have real key issues that resonate with the majority of the population. Your taxes are too high. The war on drugs is insane. Social Security is a bad idea, and I'll show you how we can replace it and still make people happy in the old age.
I'd vote for you, buddy.
Coming up.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for...